Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Listener Limerick Challenge. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Len Giganti from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, Len, how are you?
I'm great.
And how are things in beautiful Charlotte?
Nice and warm. Trees are greening up. It's spring here.
Mm. And what do you do there?
I am a sergeant on the police department and a hostage negotiator.
You're a hostage negotiator?
Wow. Exciting.
Whoa.
Whoa.
All right, that's a cool job.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun when it's over.
Yeah, I got to ask, I have real trouble getting my kids to get dressed in the morning. And I know it's kind of low grade for you, but do you have any tips?
No, because I've tried it at home and it doesn't do a damn thing.
Really? You routinely talk people down from bridges you can't get your kids to go to school.
Are your kids always demanding a plane?
They are.
Yeah.
Get them to settle for a chocolate milk and it's just not working.
Oh, no.
Well, Len, welcome to the show. This may be relatively easy for someone of your general workplace tension, but Carl Castle is now going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on just two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to go? Okay. Here's your first limerick.
Truck drivers just couldn't be gladder, but rest stop crews got a bit sadder. With their lab-grown tissue, big gulps ain't no issue. They'll just fill up their big new
bladder.
Yes. Very good. Researchers at Wake Forest Hospital in North Carolina have grown human bladders in a lab using, quote, tissue engineering. And then they successfully implanted them into patients. The goal, of course, is to eventually decrease the need for organ donors by growing your own. We think that this being America, though, having extra organs hanging in your belt will be the next status symbol.
Sure. Well, it's like a fanny pack, a strap-on bladder.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it probably looks like that.
Oh, yeah, all the party kids in New York, you know, will
hey
go
man,
out and
get... Hey, man,
can
I borrow yours?
Get bladders so that they can stay out that much later.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
On this date, I will not be ignored. Her attention is drifting, good Lord. She just stifled a yawn. Hey, is this machine on? It should tell me when partners are...
bored.
Right. This year's, very good, this year's must-have gadget, the Emotional Social Intelligence Prosthetic Device. MIT's Media Lab has created a camera that can be worn on one's glasses, which recognizes images of humans and the feelings they might be experiencing as you speak to them. In effect, it lets you know when you're boring the socks off of people.
Which no one at MIT has ever done.
No.
Well, we don't need it, but it's for everybody else
out
there. Yeah.
With the camera is
on the glasses.
Yeah, the camera's
on
the glasses,
looking at
and calculating their reaction. And apparently when it senses boredom, it sort of vibrates as if to say, dude, you're dying here. Oh, don't tell the story about the nun again, it says.
Enough about your bladder.
Yes. All right, very good. Here's your last limerick.
Unless you've successfully spun one, if you're taserless, you'd better run, hun. I refer to a vest that might stop an arrest. See, it turns back the charge of a...
taser.
You are so correct.
Absolutely.
Conceptually. But that was more the free verse version. We want the term for that rhymes.
Oh, stun gun.
Yes, very good. Do you consider yourself a good candidate for a tasering?
After that answer, yes.
All right. That was more of a rhetorical question, because if you are, then we've got good news for you. A consulting firm has developed a fabric that effectively loops the electricity coming from the weapon back to the device. Now, the firm says this invention is only for authorities in order to protect officers from being injured by their own tasers, but we envision dumb criminals across America eventually donning their taser suits before taking some crystal meth and going out to the liquor store.
But if the cop is wearing one of those vests as well, won't it just keep going back and forth?
Then? It's like Barney Fife, you know?
Carl, how did Len do in our quiz?
Len did very well, Peter. He had three correct answers. Len, you win our prize.
Great.
Congratulations, Len.
Great, thank you. I'm going to put Carl's voice on my hostage phone.
Oh, great.
Are you really? Oh, please. If you got somebody, say, listen, there's somebody here who wants to talk to you. It's Carl Castle. Because you know, I think, I've seen this, Carl holds sway with American desperados.
He does. that back.
He talks their language, really.
Yeah. I want $100,000, I want a plane, and I want Carl Castle's voice on my home answering machine. Thank you so much, Len.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.